From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, just before you go, I just need to press this little button here. Now, everybody, please remember to read chapters 5 and 6 on volcanoes and glaciation. Except for Philip and Tracy, of course.
Right, just want to check on that 10-10 thing. Had some brilliant ideas from lots of you, how the firm can cut down emissions by 10%. Just quick show of hands, everyone who wants to get involved.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. We were just playing a short clip from a video they've now pulled from British television and their website. Update on the 1010 Global Organization has been forced to remove the video from their website and issue an apology, given the fact that the clip was pulled hours after it first appeared and yet involved the contribution of dozens of actors and film professionals as well as champion football players. The backlash must have been instantaneous and overwhelming. Too late for apologies. The damage has already been done. This is one of the final nails in the coffin of the increasingly desperate, threatening, and unscientific global warming propaganda machine. What am I talking about if you just tuned in and missed Friday's broadcast? We're at the end of the show. I noticed that Paul Watson had written an article about this at prisonplanet.com. The London Telegraph had also written a report about it because it fits in with all of their other rhetoric. It's one of the big environmental groups globally, financing a four-minute TV piece where children, business people, media professionals, football players, you name it, if they don't agree to cut their carbon footprint output, they are killed. They are exploded and into chunks of flying flesh and gouts of red, crimson blood. And so I wanted to go over this and go back to a report. ABC News website tells kids when they should die. I wanted to go over climate cult indoctrinating kids with depraved death wish, because this all integrates in. In fact, will you reprint it? I know we had it Friday. It's one of the tiles on InfoWars, guys. It's Bill Gates, talks about reducing population. We, of course, reported on this months ago, but Natural News has done a new report on it, and I want to have that report when we go over it. Perhaps we should even cue up the clip of Bill Gates talking about it on TED TV. Of course, a few weeks ago, he was talking about kill grandma, don't give her medical care because we can hire 10 teachers. I want to bring this into focus, exactly what we're talking about and how it ties in with the latest revelations, Hillary Rodham Clinton apologizing for the United States government injecting people with syphilis in Guatemala. That stuff that went on 50 years ago. This is ongoing today. And why are so many of you trusting of the government and the big pharma ecological companies that are pushing and promoting these vaccines when we have the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, all on record saying this is about population reduction? So that's going to be coming up after the break. Obviously, we're going to cover the top story first. Exclusive, ABC News says, concerned that terror teams have selected targets ready to strike. This is just one of the myriad October surprises ahead of the election. And I wanted to go back and look at the last few elections where the Republicans admittedly used the fake threat of terrorism as a pretext for control. And I'm also going to get that article dealing with spy talk 3 months ago in the Washington Post. You can pull up the headline. CIA admits they put out fake bin Laden videos. Remember all of that? So they are back pushing this and back promoting it right now. And are they just hyping a fake terror attack, or do they know something we don't know? Are they going to let groups attack? Are they going to stage attacks? That is all coming up here in the broadcast today, right after this quick one-minute break as we join some stations. And we're also going to open the phones up later. We've also got economic news, police state news, world news, Middle East news, Israeli spy news, this time out in Utah. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm. The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, the third day of October 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Okay, we're going to get into environmental groups running TV ads where they show the simulated murder of children by exploding them with bombs if they don't promise to cut their carbon footprint. Headline, climate cult indoctrinating our kids with depraved death wish. A climate film depicts children assassinated for not reducing carbon footprint. And this is not some aberrant group putting this out. This is the Global 1010 UN George Soros backed group. So we're going to be discussing that coming up a little bit later in the hour today, because that's what the modern environmental movement is about. It's about forcibly reducing world population. What did Bill Gates say 3 weeks ago on national television? He said, we don't give grandma treatment. We take that money and we hire 10 teachers. So they're also playing the population off against each other. Once they collectivize us, once we have socialist healthcare, then they can micromanage all your behavior, track what you're doing, control what you can eat, put taxes on soft drinks or salt or red meat or ice cream. And they're saying they're going to do this. You've seen that in the news. Because once everything is communalized, once everything is socialized, at least at the grassroots level, then, oh, well, you're paying, you know, somebody who runs 5 miles a day and only, you know, eats wheatgrass, they can say they're paying for, you know, somebody who likes to go to the barbecue joint, you know, once a week and eat some ribs. And this is the perfect excuse for the nanny state to come in and control society. And Bill Gates is also back in the news, and we have those articles from mainstream media up on Infowars.com, saying that they want to reduce world population to cut our carbon footprint. And humans exhale carbon dioxide, hence we must cut our carbon footprint. This is incredible. But meanwhile, the Obama administration wants to tax carbon dioxide that plants breathe, but they want to put on the shelves of stores a GMO cross-species salmon that has been mixed with insects and eel genes, and not let it even be labeled. See, real things that could really endanger the environment, according to all the real science, that can create mutagenic viruses, bacteria, cross-species problems, you name it, that's all okay. No, Al Gore and the UN, they just want to tax literally the air you breathe. So that is coming up later in the hour. But first, let's get into this stack of reports. We are now hearing that any time now we may be hit by terrorists. Al-Qaeda may hit the U.S. Al-Qaeda may hit Europe. Here's the ABC headline. Exclusive concern that terror teams have selected targets ready to strike. And I told you 2 weeks ago when Obama said we could absorb another strike, it only made us stronger. He's tried to protect us, but don't blame him when we get hit. I said that's them trial ballooning, staging a terror attack, or allowing some group of lunatics that the globalists have been funding to attack as a pretext to further clamp down on the American people. And remember, Homeland Security, the Mayak reports, all these new reports coming out from Pennsylvania, where the federal government and Israeli groups are spying on Tea Parties, members of the legislature, mainline gun groups, and listing them as terrorists. This whole Homeland Security system is set up for we the people if we don't like globalism and socialist healthcare and the rest of it. So strong concerns that terrorist teams in Europe have selected their targets, completed their surveillance, eluded capture, and are now ready to strike at airports and tourist attractions have prompted the State Department to ready a highly unusual travel advisory for Europe, multiple law enforcement and intelligence sources tell ABC News. So they're really trying to hype the fear now, and they've gone to the orange threat level. Intelligence and law enforcement officials have information that the teams could at any time launch a Mumbai-style terror attack that targets civilians for death and hostage-taking. Funny, the 2008 Mumbai attacks, at the time, the head of Indian intelligence went public and said the United States, Israel, and England were about to attack and stage it, to blame it on Pakistan. He was killed in those attacks. He wasn't a Muslim, by the way. And then it came out 3 months ago, Chicago Tribune headline, head of Mumbai attack was U.S. government agent. In fact, search that. Head of Mumbai attack was U.S. government agent. And they'll get Chicago Tribune and other major papers. And it's simple. They send in a team, they machine gun some crowds, then they shoot a couple patsies, grab one guy, hop him up on drugs. They tested his blood. He was on peyote, LSD, PCP, couldn't even talk. They just drug somebody up. They give him basically a amount of hallucinogens that would fry anybody's brain permanently, and then that's the one, you know, bad guy. And it ended up that that came out. What we told you a year and a half ago, it turned out was the case. But let me continue here. U.S. issues terrorism alert for travel to Europe, New York Times. U.S. warns Americans to be vigilant when in Europe, Associated Press. Here's Kurt Nemo's article, Infowars.com, boiling down the history of these being staged events. Absurd terror threat arises in midterm home stretch. Excellent article breaking all of that down. Here's one. It says U.S. tax money goes to the Taliban. Very interesting report. The U.S. government has said that they're funding the Taliban. That's in this key report from Foreign Policy Review. But, guess who else has reared his ugly head? He said, you're not cutting your carbon, so you deserve to die, mirroring the globalist propaganda about carbon taxes. Bin Laden is back with an audio tape. And so many times you read on a message board, someone believed to be Bin Laden said this. I mean, it could be Mickey Mouse doing it for all we know. But, he's back. And this is CBS News. Counterterrorism officials think Al-Qaeda leader has role in latest multi-pronged terror attack. And he's going to hit Europe. And what else does he say? You better cut your carbon or he's going to bomb you. I mean, what will people not buy? In fact, here's a headline. Environmentalist Osama bin Laden demands green economy. Continuing. In second tape, bin Laden urges Pakistan flood relief. We hear Prince Harry's the number one terror target in Europe. Oh, what a good little young hero. He's got Al-Qaeda after him. Now, that brings me to this point. Here is MSNBC. Headline, Ridge says he was pressured to raise terror alert. In new book, he says that they issued fake terror alerts ahead of the November 2004 election. Now, that's MSNBC. Remember that? He wrote the book about it. Now, here is the Financial Times of London, July 14th. We wrote a story about it at PrisonPlanet.com. Top Clinton official, only a terror attack can save Obama. And then we go through all these different world leaders and Democrats and Republicans saying they need another terror attack in America to make people love the government again. Oh, the Republicans want it too, so they can teach you to love them. Oh, but they'd shoot up people in Guatemala with syphilis, and they'd release bioweapons in New York in 68 and kill people, and they'd deny the firefighters and police medical care from 9/11, and they have the troops use DU that is a walking death sentence, but they would never stage an attack, even though they staged the Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam. No, the government's loving. It's not run by offshore banks. No, we can trust the government. Let me read you the line here from Robert Shapiro, Clinton and Obama advisor, speaking in the Financial Times of London. The bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, said Shapiro, adding, quote, he has to find some way between now and November, we're in October now, quote, he has to find some way between now and November of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence and short of a new 9/11 event or an Oklahoma City bombing, well, they'd love to do that and blame the Tea Party, I can't think of how he could do that. See, I'm supposed to just ignore statements like that. And we have statements by Gary Hart saying similar things in the article with links to video of it and a speech he gave and a letter he wrote. We have links to Rumsfeld saying it. We have links to all those neocon writers, remember, that got in trouble saying, man, gee, 9/11 sure was good. We need another one of those. I mean, you know, they tell you what they're doing, and I'm supposed to just go, oh, no. You know, it doesn't matter if it comes out the head of the Mumbai attack with CIA. I should just, you know, get my rights up.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
In George Orwell's fictional account of a high-tech police state, the government is spying on people inside their homes, tracking their every move. They are launching constant wars as a pretext to enslave their domestic populations. The government stages terror attacks as an excuse to further crack down and surveil the population. And there is a bearded, turbaned bad guy named Goldstein, Emmanuel Goldstein, who issues statements taunting the people of Oceania, England, Airstrip 1. And that's what bin Laden is today. I mean, we have Governor Ridge, the former head of Homeland Security last year, admitting they would issue fake terror alerts. Ari Fleischer, the former press secretary, admitted that. He was the first to do it. And under the Patriot Act, that's a felony to issue a fake terror alert for a citizen or the government. But they just do it. And now you've got all these Obama people saying we need a 9/11 event or Oklahoma City event bombing. And all of you conservatives, fake conservatives out there who think, you know, the Republican Party is going to save you, and who love the Defense Department and love the trillions of missing dollars and all the corruption, and you don't like, you know, regular welfare, but you love corporate welfare. Are you going to be happy if the Obama people stage a terror attack in this country as a pretext to demonize the American people further? I mean, almost all the anti-terror training is for gun owners, returning veterans, conservatives, libertarians, people that want to get us out of the Federal Reserve or get us out of the United Nations. I mean, that's all over the news again in the last 2 weeks. Who did the federal and state government hire in Pennsylvania to spy on conservatives and Second Amendment groups? An Israeli company? To put them on a terror list? I mean, that's what's going on. And Big Sis Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security, she has said on record that the main threat is domestic groups. And so this is the reality. So, well, you're rah-rah, let's kill some Muslims, let's invade some countries, you know, let's get these people. You need to understand that's manufactured. And now, an unproven tape, bin Laden says you better go along with cutting your carbon emissions, you better go along with the carbon taxes, or I'm going to bomb you. I mean, will they be telling our grandkids, you know, give your rights up to the government, tattle on your parents, do whatever you're told, turn your guns in, or bin Laden will get you? Bin Laden's hiding under your bed at night? I mean, I just read you a quote from the Financial Times of London of Robert Shapiro saying the bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership. Quote, he has to find some way between now and November, here we are, of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence, and short of a new 9/11 event or Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he could do that. You know, those of you that say, Alex, why would the government ever stage an attack or let terrorists attack? In the case of the moron Christmas bomber, it came out, the Deputy Secretary of State admitted, 2 months after we broke the news with two eyewitnesses on the plane from Amsterdam, Kurt Haskell and his wife, and later other witnesses came out and corroborated it, that a sharp-dressed U.S. government agent type argued with him and got him on the plane without a passport or a visa. And the FBI said, that's ridiculous, that didn't happen. Turned out it was all true. It's the same every time. It's the same thing every, all these recent stings in New York, New Jersey, other places of, you know, Muslim extremists completely off their rocker, normally have like 80 IQs. The feds created the group, commanded the group. Their spiritual leader is a fed. Remember 1993, New York Times, CBS News had to admit, came out in federal court. They hired Ahmad Salam, a former CIA operative from Egypt, to go build a fake bomb. Then they told Ahmad Salam, build a real bomb. Then Ahmad Salam comes to him 2 days before and says, look, let's go bust him. I built the real bomb. And they said, no, we're going to let it go forward. Salam figured out the FBI was setting him up and recorded them. Those recordings were now declassified last year. We put clips of it in the new film I produced, Invisible Empire, available on DVD at Infowars.com. I mean, here's the FBI. They go out and find some lunatic extremist. I mean, I could probably go out hypothetically in a few months and find schizophrenic homeless people that I'd promise them all the drugs and money if they would just, go shoot up something. I mean, anybody could do this. Who's guilty, the lunatics or the people that go and hire them? You could go out and do this. I remember a bum steer award Texas Monthly in 98 gave to the FBI. It's a big insult. It's like the Darwin Awards or something, where the FBI created a Klan group out of nothing and tried to get them to blow up a chemical plant in Fort Worth. And 2 years later, they couldn't get them to do it, so they went ahead and still busted them. Giving them money, booze, drugs, whatever they wanted, weapons. Please just blow something up so the government can play the part of our savior. Or you've got other events like Gulf of Tonkin where nothing happened. The ships weren't attacked, and they just said they were and launched a war that killed 58,000 Americans, wounded over 200,000, and killed over 1 million Vietnamese on both sides. And I got called a conspiracy theorist 10, 12, 13, 14 years ago saying that was staged, even though we had the eyewitnesses from the ships that came back to California at San Diego. And now it was declassified 5 years ago that it was a staged event. So for those of you that say the government couldn't keep something like this secret, they did for 40 years. They declassified it in 2004, I guess 6 years ago now, on the 40th anniversary of the Gulf of Tonkin. Okay? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Did Hitler blow up his own Reichstag February 27th, 1933 as a pretext to clamp down with a police state? Did Hitler find an unpopular minority to get the Germans to go along with it? Oh, we're just going to take their rights. You know, some communist or some Jews or some Seventh-day Adventist or some people that some folks don't like. And then next, it was everybody. Well, over 95% of all the real training, and this is admitted now, is for gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, but number one, returning veterans. That's on record. We broke that a year and a half ago. We broke that national story, and we broke other major reports on this before that that never got the same attention. This was going on under Bush. He didn't have the FBI training to go after supposed Muslim extremists from caves. It was for the American people. And this report from July by Paul Joseph Watson lists all these different pundits saying, gee, we need a terror attack in America to set up the police state and launch new wars, not just Robert Shapiro. Not just Gary Hart. It's all listed here, and I challenge everyone to go read this because we wrote this 3 months ago, and now what do you see in the headlines today? Oh, my gosh, there's terrorists are about to strike. What did I say back in July over and over again? What did I say before July? I said look for terror attacks or the threat of terror attacks by, quote, right-wing groups to demonize the real Tea Party. And look for threats of terror attacks by Muslims to expand the war into Pakistan. And now, right ahead of the election, just a month out from the election, you now see them saying terrorists are about to strike. You better learn to love and worship the government. What did Ridge tell MSNBC last year? He said, yeah, we issued fake terror alerts. They're caught red-handed. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. We're going to be opening the phones up in the next segment and throughout the second hour. The number to join us is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, and we'll get you up and on the air. Let me finish with this October surprise fake terror. Whether they're just hyping the threat of terror to teach you to love and worship the government and think of Barack Hussein, Barry Sotero Obama as your savior, as the Democrats' strategists admit they are. I'm reading you quotes here. This is not my opinion. But the media's like, government might stage terror. Government might hype terror to scare people. Preposterous. But governments have done this throughout history, including our own supposed government, operating in absolute secrecy since the National Security Act of 1947. Remember going back 3-4 months ago, we said the Homeland Security and Cybercom would launch fake terror attacks on the internet as a pretext to start taking the web over, as the Cybersecurity Act states they'll do. Total censorship of the web, surveillance, you name it. They admit that either Israel or the U.S., that's all over mainstream news, even Bloomberg reports it, created the Stuxnet superworm that attacks industrial computer systems that aren't even hooked to the internet. And so they're with one hand admitting that they did it, but with the other hand saying, this is why we need to take over the internet, because we launched a terror attack on it. One more point on that subject. We wrote a PrisonPlanet.com article about this, but then we have a link to the Washington Post article. We'll give PrisonPlanet.tv viewers a screenshot of this, but for radio listeners, you can just search. Former CIA official admits to faking bin Laden video. Steve Watson, PrisonPlanet.com. And it goes, two former CIA officials have admitted to cheating, to creating a fake video in which intelligence officers dressed up as Osama bin Laden and his cronies in an effort to defame the terrorist leader throughout the Middle East. And this was aired. The details are outlined in a Washington Post article by investigative reporter and former Army intelligence case officer Jeff Stein. Now, here is that actual article. Here is that actual article on screen. And the headline is CIA unit's wacky idea depicts Saddam as gay. But then buried in the article, they talk about creating fake bin Laden videos to air on television. And now they've got audio tapes, they say, where bin Laden says you better cut your carbon emissions. I mean, I'm not buying any of this. None of it. None of it. And have you noticed how the Republican Party's been somewhat successful taking over the Tea Party? Who created the Tea Party? Ron Paul Movement 2007. What did it really get going in 2009? What was the main focus at the town halls? Where is Barry Sitaro's, a.k.a. Barack Obama, where is his birth certificate? Where, not the receipt of it. Where's the vault copy with the doctor's signature and the little prints of his feet in ink like I've got and you've got? Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? And now he puts out his new passport like that's proof. You know, the bottom line here is that he is not eligible to be president because he went to Indonesia, changed his name to Barry Sitaro. That's admitted. But the birthers don't even get into that area mainly. They just talk about, we question where he was really born. And there's a lot of evidence that this was a setup. Now, I see neocons on TV and radio who had been big on this a year and a half ago now saying there's no truth to it. With no evidence. They just say there's no truth. Don't question the president's authenticity and legitimacy. Because if you did actually do that, then everything he's done would be null and void. The government-run health care that the big insurance companies lobbied for. Oh, yeah. It's to raise your premiums and rip you off. And then the idiots that voted for it, the general public, they're not going to get any free health care. They've already been told that. And all these new taxes on real estate and rental properties and control over, you know, death panels where the feds decide what care you get. Now that's all, it is in there. Just like we read the bills, the different versions, it was in all of them. But they said, that's preposterous. It's a conspiracy theory that any of that is in there. You know, the government doubled in size under Bush. It's more than doubled in just a year and a half under Obama. And if you think the mainline Republican Party is going to reverse any of this, I want some of what you're smoking. They are run by the very same ruling class that wants to collectivize our wealth. The ultra-rich made most of their profits off of monopolies that only government can provide them with. Okay? It's that simple. Now, we're told by the neocon chiefs on TV and radio that the big enemy now is the birthers. They've taken over the Tea Party, and now they say, you don't talk about that now. It isn't real. And they also attack 9/11 Truth and claim it's some liberal thing. No, 9/11 Truth is researching the facts. 9/11 Truth is looking at what happened. Okay? And the bottom line is this. The official story of 9/11 has more holes in it than a good block of Swiss cheese. Okay? It is riddled with lies and disinformation, and anybody that researches it will discover that. So just look into it for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. look into the facts of 9/11 and what it's been used for. I mean, no one can debate that the 9/11 police state apparatus has been pointed at the American people domestically. No one can deny the feds have used it to butcher the Bill of Rights and Constitution. No one can deny those facts, and no one can deny the police on CNN saying, get back, they're getting ready to bring down that building, Building 7, the third building. They hope you don't look at Building 7. They hope you don't look at the NORAD stand down or the drills the CIA ran that day of hijacked jets being flown to the exact same targets at the exact same time. And the list just goes on and on and on, and I've covered it in the 9/11 films I've directed and produced. But you need to understand that governments either stage attacks or let lunatics attack us. I mean, even if you believe the terror is real, you've got a better chance of being struck by lightning as an American on a year-to-year basis than you do of being killed by a terrorist. But we have to give up our whole way of life and put our children through naked body scanners in mobile trucks and sports stadiums they're now putting them in. They want to put them in shopping malls. Everything you see in an airport, they admit they want to put on the streets of America. Completely giving up our way of life, and we have this long, endless, sordid history from the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, right through to today, of the supposed government doing secret testing on troops and on black people. It doesn't matter. Poor, rich, they do it everywhere. And I'm sure you saw this week Hillary Clinton apologizing for the situation in Guatemala, where thousands of people were purposefully infected with syphilis, just like Tuskegee in the United States. Over a 40-year period, they kept that secret. I mean, that's only the tip of the iceberg. In my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, I show 20-plus examples from mainstream news of 4,000-plus foster children radiated to death, murdered in the U.S., pregnant wives of GIs given uranium and plutonium pills to see what it do to their babies. Oh, they'd radiate thousands of U.S. children to death, but they wouldn't stage a terror attack. See, all this admitted stuff, all the worshipers of government who aren't real patriots, who have this shallow fake patriotism that trusting the corrupt government, trusting the corrupt globalist is patriotism. Being stupid, being shallow, being gullible is a virtue. It's those people out there that have that attitude that allow all of this to happen. But the government isn't sorry for what they did. They're sorry because they got caught. And if you've got groups that'll do this over and over again, why do you trust anything they tell you? And by the way, they weren't testing syphilis to see what it would do long term with people they injected it. They were testing to see if they could get covert scientists to go out and do things like this in the name of population reduction. And that's my next subject when we come back from break. By the way, Bill Clinton signed an executive order back in the 90s. I covered this in my first film, America's Way by Design. They never implemented it, but they have it on the books to take DNA test, take blood from you and urine when you get a driver's license. Here's the Washington Post. D.C. brings HIV testing to the crowd at the DMV. And now they've declassified for 39 years. They've taken blood samples from all U.S. children at birth secretly as part of a Pentagon database.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets you. I don't like it any more than you think.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men. Okay, I'm going to go to your phone calls in the next three segments or so. Start taking them here in a moment. But coming up, I'm going to go back over some of the history of secret experimentation. The murder of the American people, the military personnel, is one of their favorite groups to, in many cases, like in Project Shad, to put our troops in chambers and nerve gas them to death or test biological weapons on them. This is a scientific dictatorship that believes that reducing the world population is good, that humans are trash, and that we have no rights. And then I'm going to go over this video that they're now trying to suppress after they put it on British television. Climate film depicts children assassinated for not reducing carbon footprint. And then this report, ABC website tells kids when they should die, how to calculate their carbon footprint. Here's another one. A climate cult indoctrinating our kids with depraved death wish. This is not an isolated incident. So we'll be discussing all of that coming up also in the next hour. Remember right before 9/11, it came out on Fox News, CBS News, you name it, that Israeli art students were infiltrating U.S. military bases, were infiltrating federal offices. Well, Yahoo News and CBS are reporting local news stations training psychological ops soldiers report. And then there's this report, Utah residents fear Israeli art students prying into NSA data center. ABC is reporting on the same thing happening that happened right before 9/11. Then it turned out some of these art students, with FBI support, were living with some of the supposed hijackers. That's mainstream news. This is just some of the stuff dealing with 9/11 that we're not supposed to talk about. I'm just supposed to say, so what are the Israelis doing? And is this a prelude towards something else big happening? Very, very bizarre, and that's coming up. Very, very scary stuff later in the next hour. We'll also get into a bunch of economic news, police state news, illegal immigration news, world news, and Middle East news. But first, in this segment and several others, let's just take phone calls. I see Steve, Mark, Kevin, Chris, Robert, Tim, Liz, and many others holding. 888-201-2244 is the toll-free number to join us on this live Sunday edition. Steve in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm a brand-new listener. I just recently discovered you here within the last couple of weeks. Up until now, I've always just traditionally listened to, you know, Rush and Hannity and Beck and so on and Levin. And that's, you know, where I've gotten all my information from. And I was on Netflix a couple of weeks ago, just, you know, looking around through documentaries, and I saw Fall of the Republic, and I was reading the description of it. I mean, it's pretty interesting. You know, I'm going to check this out. So I've rented it, and I've watched it, and I was... My girlfriend and I were both, we were shocked after watching it, and you know, we watched it again and again, and I started, you know, looking up the stuff. I didn't know you did, I mean, I didn't catch it until the second or third viewing of it that you were also a radio host, because I'd never heard of you, no one's ever told me about you, not even, you know, I've joined the Tea Party a while back, and nobody, you know, around there told me about you, and I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous.
Well, let me just add, you don't need to pay for my videos. If you want to support us and buy them at InfoWars.com and have them in the highest quality, that's great. All of the films, Fall of the Republic, Obama Deception, Endgame, they're all free on YouTube and Google. You can watch them in the highest quality online at PrisonPlanet.tv. But that's my main mission, is getting the word out and just covering the facts. But so you found this radio show to be enlightening or to shatter the left-right paradigm?
Well, I've always had my own little theories about these things, you know, but I've never had any information to back it up, you know, and you spell it out right there. You give attribution to everything, you know, on your document cam, you show exactly what you're reading, you source it all. It's not, you know, and after, you know, I called into a couple of the, you know, mainstream shows, you know, when they were talking about certain issues, and I'm like, you know, well, hey, how come, you know, you won't touch on this? And the call screeners all hung up on me. Oh, they don't get into conspiracy theory, you know. They all say the same thing. Bo Snerdly from Limbaugh, they won't touch any of these things. Sean Hannity, he won't touch any of these topics.
Well, they're being forced to touch some of it. I mean, 2 years ago, they wouldn't let you talk about world government, and now they have to because the world government's out in the open. You know, 5 years ago, they wouldn't talk about Tonkin being staged, but now, you know, it's admittedly staged. They really don't like you talking about Operation Northwoods, which is the declassified government plan to stage 9/11 style attacks. And I mean, this is how they do it. And this is how Hitler took over Germany, staging terror attacks. And this is what governments have done. Steve, good to have you on board. God bless you. Please spread the word about the broadcast. And even, you know, we're getting a lot of new AM and FM affiliates. But regardless of how you listen, you can always tell your friends and family the free streams at Infowars.com, the free podcast, the free iPhone app. We are the number one radio show on the internet. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Dwarf, Beck, and Limbaugh sites combined. And they really speak to an older audience of great folks, and that's fine. We have a younger audience. Of course, we have a wide spectrum, but we are very popular with young people and also folks, you know, 18 to 35 or so. And they're able to access information. They're able to use a search engine. Most of them don't have a landline. And they're able to watch the show and see us cover all the information. And I just feel sorry for the older folks who just can't bring themselves to understand this country was taken over a long time ago. And if we don't fess up to just how much trouble we're in and just how evil this government is, we have no hope. And I'm sorry, folks, but it's true. Okay, it's declassified. The government has giant divisions that train the U.S. Army how to stage terror attacks in captains and above in black ops. WikiLeaks put that out 2 years ago. The Pentagon did not deny the Army training manual. They said, we're going to arrest whoever released this. This is serious national security breach. And you bet it is a national security breach. The security of the criminals that run this country. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Mark in South Carolina. Mark, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm a little bit nervous, but I'll try to cool it down. I don't want you to feel sorry for me. I'm over 50. But like Steve, I'm a relatively new caller. I've been listening about 6 to 8 months. I really do appreciate everything you do, and I think you're a true patriot. We need more like you. And
Let me interrupt you, Mark, because I want to be clear. The older folks in this country, on average, are a cut above young people. I mean, most young people just want to party, and it really is a Generation X situation. I'm talking about a specific demographic of mainline conservatives who are over 70, who are the main listeners of a lot of these fake neocons. I was talking about that group of older folks. Go ahead.
Oh, you're talking about my wife. She watches Beck and Hannity, listens to Hannity and all that, and I've tried to educate her, and she's coming around. I really think that the best thing I'm able to do is to show her things that I get from you, and then she sees it a couple days later, and now she's starting to see the light. And a lot of other people will, too, is when their eyes are opened and people are receiving the information. Alex, today I'd like to talk about shining some light on where one of our first falsehoods from our government occurred. And that was back in 1776 and 1787. My eighth great grandfather was a founding father named James Wilson on my mama's side. And unlike we learn in the history books, he was one of six that signed the Declaration of Independence and signed the Constitution. But he more than signed the Constitution. He was the only one other person at the convention in 1770 and 1787 stood up on the floor and spoke more than James Wilson. But James Wilson is left out of the history books. And I would like to give people an opportunity to, as you say, look into the facts, like 9/11, look into the facts and research the facts. And I found a great location at the Chicago Literary Club. There's one of their authors who has an obsession with James Wilson. And I think
about James Wilson. They thought that the Constitution was a federal power grab. That's what forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a counterbalance to that. That's basically the story, correct?
Well, actually, James Wilson was the man who dreamed the United States. He is the one who was on the detail committee appointed by Washington at the end of the convention to draft the first draft, which all three of the first drafts were in Wilson's penmanship. They found a third copy of a draft, which he had made some notes on the back at the Historical Society in Pennsylvania.
Well, listen, send me some info, Mark. Very interesting. I've seen his name. We'll be back with the second hour. Everybody stay with us. Your calls and a ton of news straight ahead. They're teaching people if you don't accept carbon taxes, we're going to kill you. That's coming up.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're back live into hour number two of this Sunday transmission. Let's talk to Kevin in Florida. Kevin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good, good. Good to have you on with us.
Yeah. You know what? After I first heard you, Gene the Man, it's been about 9 years now. I was doing some government work, analyst work in a radio shack overnight, and I discovered Coast to Coast, and you were talking about the Bohemian Grove, man, and that's what actually hung me on Coast to Coast as well as this subject matter. I absolutely agree with you, man, in general, and it was very enlightening, all the intricacies and the dots really that you've connected over the years concerning the secret societies and their true ambitions. I do find it troubling that, I believe that President Obama is absolutely an unintended consequence to their plans, because I don't see him doing any decisions that, as a president,
all of his advisors are globalists who are part of the criminal banking takeover. I mean, we knew he was going to be bad day one. People were like, well, give him a chance. I knew what he was going to do. I knew who financed him.
I think to that extent we're seeing the impact that it has on the office of the presidency. But as a man and and in terms of his life philosophy, I believe he's the best chance we have for moving in a different direction.
Well,
I don't see the thing. I mean, he's an enemy of the globalists, Alex. You got to agree with that.
He's an enemy?
His policies are, and I absolutely, look at the escrow fund that he was caused British Petroleum to establish. That's absolutely unprecedented, Alex. You know, for years, corporations have been able to tie up the paying out of even $1 to victims of corporate abuses and negligence in court for years. But now,
Kevin, this is a complex issue, but the federal government, you know, had the vaccine makers, 20 years ago, create the vaccine damage fund to limit the amounts, to keep it secret, and to make people settle their vaccine damages quietly. They've actually created a fund that they're investing in that's like derivatives. And then that actually limits what BP has to go through. BP was one of his biggest contributors. BP promotes the carbon taxes. It's kind of like Obama coming out and saying he was going to limit Wall Street pay or whatever. And he was going to punish, the big Wall Street firms. And then it turns out that he actually wrote for Senator Dodd the subsections that let them get out of that, whether you think that was good or not. The point is, it's a lot of smoke and mirrors. I mean, when Goldman Sachs gets behind somebody, you better believe they're going to be bad.
So the alternative is absolutely, there's no third-party candidate that's going to actually upseat any Democrat in office. You know that's not going to happen. The Tea Party is going to caucus with the Republicans. So the alternative is to return the philosophy that absolutely, without a doubt, is absolutely adheres to the philosophy that you're alerting us of, which would be the Republican Party.
Well, Kevin, let me just be clear with you, okay? I was against George W. Bush, and I was against Al Gore, and I said you can't vote for either one of them. They're two different flavors of the same poison Kool-Aid. You know, one's grape flavor, one's cherry flavor, but it's all got political cyanide in it from the same globalist source. And it's the same thing now with Obama, and it's going to be the same thing with whatever Republican candidate they put out there, unless it's Ron Paul or something. Okay. I look at the voting records. All right. And so I'm saying focus on the states and the cities and the counties. That's where we can have a real effect. Instead of having 60% turnouts for the president and have 8% local, we need to get 60% turnout locally, and we need to get good people to take over the state governments.
Happening, Alex. You know, either there's going to either be a Democrat or a Republican as president. It's not going to happen in the foreseeable future as a reality. I happen to understand what you're saying, and if that would happen, then it would be rational to think about it. But it's absolutely insane to think about giving the purse strings of the national economy back to the Republican.
Well, that's
party.
How they control people, is that the Republicans are bought and paid for by the same interests the Democrats are. They fight with each other over the reins of power. But in the final equation, they work for the same interest, and so they take steps. You know, the Republicans take a step, the Democrats take a step, and people then get fooled by the kind of football game, are you for the Redskins or the Cowboys, when the same owner owns both teams. It's like a Don King boxing match. But Kevin, I appreciate your call. Interesting points. We're going to have to get back to a philosophy of liberty and freedom, and to stop all this unconstitutional garbage. And both parties' number one enemy in their actions, not their rhetoric, is eviscerating the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Okay, we're in a world government already. More call straight ahead. Back in 1 minute.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It is Sunday, the third day of October 2010. We're about a month out from the election. And we've got all the new fake terror alerts right on time. The terrorists are going to get us. Governor Ridge, the former head of Homeland Security, before Chertoff and now Napolitano, admitted that they staged fake terror alerts, completely criminal. We've got all these White House advisors saying they need to have some type of terror event so that Obama looks powerful. Read those quotes last hour, but I'm not supposed to talk about this because the government, it loves us. It cares about us. Yeah, it radiated troops to death. Yeah, they 4,000 foster children in one experiment alone were murdered by the U.S. government. Yeah, they released a bioweapon in the New York subway in 68. Yeah, there's over 10,000 declassified instances of different programs, but yeah, there is a Rockefeller Foundation group of documents linked up on Infowars.com where they admittedly created a hormone to be added to tetanus shots to sterilize women, and they've been doing it, and fertility's plunging. But I should just ignore all that and be positive. You know what? I'm sure the Republicans are going to save us, and Obama's going to save us. And you know, the world government they're now announcing that they denied was being built. Oh, maybe it's run by good guys. You know, they admit it's going to be authoritarian and oppressive, and they admit that they've imploded the derivatives market to bankrupt our societies, to, quote, lower our carbon footprint. So many headlines about recession, good for lowering carbon footprint. But I'm just, you know, not supposed to read the Club of Rome, CFR, Trilateral Commission, Biological Diversity Assessments, 1996 by the UN, State Department Memorandum 200, where they just admit this whole world government plan, or the Rand Corporation declassified documents, or the Carnegie Endowment, or the Ford Foundation. It's all admitted, and I know exactly what they're doing, and that's how I'm able to predict what's going to happen in the future, but let's just ignore all that and be positive. The government's full of good people, and you know, the government lied 39 years ago about their secret program to take blood samples from all babies at birth, and now they admit they're doing it, and it's part of a eugenics bioweapon program. But we should just trust a government that secretly takes blood from babies and claims it's for a blood test when it's not. And, you know, they shot people up all over the world with syphilis and polio. That's all declassified. And they got caught this year doing it all over the world again, CBS News. But the CIA means well when they shoot kids up with live polio. I mean, kids becoming paralyzed and dying, that's a loving thing. You know, there's good listeners out there. They're good patriots. They're not going to search what I just said. They're not going to find out I'm telling the truth. No, they're just going to support the government, and that's what patriots do. And things will get worse and worse, but hey, that's what we're supposed to do, is be a bunch of suckers. All right, I'm going to stop being sarcastic. Who's up next here? Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey there. Hey, yeah, I didn't hear the buzz. Hey, Gore, you may have heard, I'm sure you know about Gore being heckled this past Thursday in Tampa. I know you posted the video on Prison Planet, and now it has over 280,000 views in under 3 days, and there's even more video to be coming out. But it's amazing that in this domestic U.S. press, the event is being misreported.
Well, let me be clear. I mean, are you the guy that shot it?
No, I'm not. I got similar video of that and more heckling, other things that were actually just retorts.
Yeah, everywhere Al Gore goes now, he gets heckled, and the people in the left-right paradigm were shouting at you guys, people watch the video, get out of here, Republicans, and I loved how you guys shouted, both parties are controlled. I mean, they don't know how to deal with that, because a Democrat won't listen to any criticism because you must be a Republican, and a Republican won't listen to any criticism because you must be a Democrat. No, we're patriots that know what's going on. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, we were pretty well armed with a lot of facts. Well, in the domestic U.S. press, as I was saying, it was not even being reported, and it's being misreported. But the only ones to mention any dissent of Al Gore was the Telegraph newspaper, and they just mentioned that this clip that you may have seen or is going to, there's more footage coming out of it where I'm quoting the Telegraph. It says he was clearly popular in the hall, though when he referred to giving in to wealthy corporate spending special interests, the heckler shouted, "Like you." So there's also that, and there's also the St. Petersburg Times.
Well, notice how they say he was popular. It was a Democratic congressional event. Correct?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. They overreported the number of people. I would say about 300 to 400.
No, but it says he was there stumping for a House candidate.
Yes, for Kendrick Meek for Senate. And it's also astounding that a St. Petersburg Times here, which most would think is right-leaning, would lie in their video, and their picture is captioned, "Former Vice President Al Gore left and Senate candidate Kendrick Meek worked the crowd Thursday after Gore gave a speech in support of Meek at a Tampa Union Hall," and that is not true. Al Gore went right behind the stage, and he left quite quickly, and that can be proven by the video.
Well, listen, let's be clear. If we figure out that we can go out and confront these politicians everywhere and run them off the stage and show that they're not popular, the same thing's going to be done to Republicans. And so that's why the controlled system doesn't want you to know the power you have of actually showing up and getting in people's faces. Good job, Chris. Let's talk to Robert in Texas. Robert, you're on the air.
Great broadcast today, Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Robert. What's on your mind?
Okay, I got two quick thoughts. First, for the last guy, not the last guy, but the guy before him who was on, he needs to remember that both Clinton and Gingrich go to Bilderberg and Bohemian Grove together.
That's right. There's continuity of agenda. Both parties at the top are controlled by the same people. The Republicans play the opposition of patriotic conservatives, but they're only there to betray that. The Democrats play the part of the open socialist, bamboozling the general public that they're going to get some free goodies in class warfare if they sell out, but that's only so the big mega corporations have control of the general public through handouts.
And then you can tell what their real agenda is because they vote the same on the meat and potato stuff, the stuff that they really care about, while they use social issues to divide.
That's right. You've got all these different programs on Comedy Central with Stewart and Colbert attacking 9/11 Truth. You've got all the neocons attacking 9/11 Truth. You've got Colbert and all them attacking the birthers. You've got the neocon leaders attacking the birthers. Anything real, like the birthers or 9/11, anything that can really hurt their system, anything that's really truthful, they all attack it together. Just like you saw the big Republicans support the bailouts, just like the Democrats did on the key issues, continuity of agenda.
Yeah, and my other thought was to another previous caller, and anybody else who's having a hard time getting on these call-in shows, drop me a line at the Funkmaster 5 YouTube channel or at our Facebook page, Funkmaster 5 fan page there. It's all spelled out, no number.
And the way to do it is to act really stupid or call in and say, "I disagree with you, I'm a liberal, but act dumb," but stay in the left-right paradigm, or call in and say, "Oh, I worship you." That's how you get on. You don't have to do that here, folks. We don't screen your calls here. It's wide open phones. But all these other shows, it's completely scripted on who they allow on. So, unfortunately, you've got to be deceptive to get on.
Well, they peddle this image of being accessible to the people. So either we get the information out, or we don't allow them to peddle that image. Either way, we have a victory if people make those calls. So that's all I got.
That's right, Robert. Your YouTube channel is full of hundreds of successful calls getting out key information. We don't have time to get another call before break. I've got to go ahead and get to the environmentalist mindset. Now you've got real environmentalists that don't want to eat GMO food that's been proven to be toxic, who don't want poison in their water, who want reasonable things. Okay, reasonable. But then you've got the Rockefellers over 100 years ago who set up what is modern conservation as a pretext to have the government come in and shut down their business competition, basically a mafia system where you've got to have government approval to even be able to have a job or a factory. And then their insiders, they don't have to follow any of the rules. The general public, we've got all this red tape on us. An example of that is big agribusiness, Archer Daniels Midland, Tyson, ConAgra, Monsanto. They're lobbying for the Senate bill to really shut down family farms and ranches and make you get a special license and pay taxes to be able to grow plums or peaches or apples and sell them. I mean, anything. And then they are exempt from the rules and the law. So it's meant to shut down their competition. But I want to explain the mindset for overall population control and where all this is going on the other side, because they're now out in the open. You know, Bill Gates is out giving speeches saying we've got to reduce the human population to cut carbon. And they've got all these TV ads and things running where they show humans as the enemy and that humans dying and being killed is how we're going to save the earth. Stay with us.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So going back 17 years ago, I started going to county commissioner meetings, city council, trying to stand up against anti-gun legislation. That's how I got involved. I was a mainline libertarian-style Republican in the Ron Paul vein. 15 years ago, I got on air, started interviewing Ron Paul. People would send me information. And I would get UN documents, and people would mail them to me, where the UN stated that they wanted to set up a planetary dictatorship, this is their words, to carry out the orderly reduction of population. Then I learned how our own government signed treaties with China to give them IMF World Bank aid if they would have a one-child policy. I learned about Ambassador George Herbert Walker Bush setting up the deal. I got State Department Memorandum 200, where they talk about that being the main U.S. government policy. Foreign policy is world population reduction, tying aid money to it. I learned about forced sterilization programs the U.N. was funding. Now this is out in the open. But I would go on air and warn people, and I would even go to the library. This is right when the internet was just starting to, you know, be somewhat workable. You could really find stuff, but still most of it would be at the UT library. And I would go get the microfilm, get the news articles I saw sourced. I would go get them for myself, and I would always hope, come on, I'm not going to pull up a 1973 New York Times article praising Mao Zedong for killing people by David Rockefeller, and the microfish would scan over to the date, I'd pull it up, and there it would be. You know, these are the experiences of horror that I had over and over again. People tell me about Skull and Bones 15 years ago. I didn't believe it. Then it was on ABC News. You know, I mean, the truth is a lot stranger than fiction. But the head environmentalist, people like Ted Turner, Prince Philip, Prince Charles, Jacques Cousteau, you know, all talk about killing the majority of the population. Dr. Eric Pianca at UT, you know, made headlines. Peter Singer at Princeton. And this is what they really believe. And they say they picked carbon dioxide as something to tax so they could cut off our economy and, quote, destroy our industrial society. Now you've seen the White House science czar admit that. You've seen NASA say that's their policy, their head climatologist. This is about getting full control over your life. Well, now, for the 1010 Project, funded by the UN, Soros, and others, this is a big global initiative. They put a four-minute TV piece together. They'll play the audio here. It's very graphic if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, where it shows a school teacher. It starts with a bunch of students in dress clothes and, you know, ties. It's like a private school. And she says, will you cut carbon for the earth? Will you do something good? And those that say no, she goes, okay, that's your choice. And she hits a red button, and they explode with chunks of blood and flesh flying. And then it cuts to a corporation with a corporate chief standing above people in a common area saying, okay, will you cut carbon? And if they say no, he hits a red button and kills them. Then it shows popular footballers in England being killed because they say no. Then it shows a talk show host being killed. And they've pulled this video since then. But the issue here is they've had a whole bunch of top eco-fascists come out and call it eco-fascism in the last month and say we need a global authoritarian system. The Financial Times of London said this last year in a headline, and now for world government, that was the headline. They said, yes, it's authoritarian. We kept it secret for your own good. We're going to save the earth by killing people. And so the message here is if you don't do what we tell you, we're going to kill you. I played another video a few weeks ago where it's a young kid saying, no more Mr. Nice Guy. If you don't cut your carbon, we're coming after you. So this is like Mao's youth brigades, but it has nothing to do with the environment, everything to do with controlling resources. So let's go ahead and go to this video. Here it is.
Right, kids, just before you go, there's a brilliant idea in the air that I'd like to run by you. Now, it's called 1010. The idea is everyone starts cutting their carbon emissions by 10%, thus keeping the planet safe for everyone, eventually. Now, this hasn't got to be a huge thing, but I would love it if you and your families would think about doing something.
What sort of thing, miss?
Well, like getting your dad to insulate the loft, or taking your next holiday by train
instead of flying,
or...
See, it always sounds reasonable. Take a holiday by a train, but they're going to make you. Or insulate your house under the greenhouse gas emission law they've tried to pass. You get federal inspections. If you don't fix your house in 1 week, they take it. It means federal zoning. All this sounds, oh, let us tell you what type of light bulb, what type of toilet, what type of washer and dryer, what type of, how much water you can use. It's all about creating artificial scarcity. All right, let's continue. She's about to kill the children who don't agree. Here it is.
Buying energy-saving light bulbs. We're thinking of using our car less. I'm going to cycle school. That's fantastic, Jemima. Now, no pressure at all, but it'd be great to get a sense of how many of you might do this. Just a rough percentage. That's fantastic. And those not. Philip and Tracy. That's fine. That's absolutely fine. Your own choice. Okay, class, thank you so much for today, and I will see you all tomorrow. Oh, just before you go, I just need to press this little button here.
Your heads blow off.
Now, everybody, please remember to read chapters 5 and 6.
There's blood all over the children. The teacher's wiping blood off herself.
Right, just want to check on that 1010 thing. Had some brilliant ideas.
And the message here is, if you don't do this, we're going to kill you. If you don't do what we tell you, we're going to kill you. And the message is, if you're good and go with the peer pressure and go around nagging everybody and being a control freak, you're good, you're going to live. If you don't do what we tell you, we're going to hit a red button and blow your body into a pile of blood. Continue.
By 10%. Just quick show of hands, everyone who wants to get involved. Great, that's nearly everybody. And, just for the record, new pressure. Those who aren't quite convinced about it yet. Cool. It's no problem. Your choice. Okay, so those of you planning something here or at home should probably get working on it. Oh, gorgeous. Those of you who aren't...
He kills them. There's blood all over everybody.
Excellent. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Now, here's the deal. That's enough. Now they kill football players, soccer players, and then they kill a talk show host. And then they say at the end, 1010's coming up. You better cut your carbon footprint. You better pay Al Gore taxes. You better get this legislation passed, or we're going to kill you. But see, these are cowards. These are little control freaks. They don't kill you by putting a bomb in you, a plastic explosive bomb. They kill you by putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, key hormones in tetanus shots, syphilis, polio. I've got stacks of mainstream news here where they admit the government's doing this right now. Okay, I have the Rockefeller Foundation. I've been covering this the last month and a half, article after article at Infowars.com, linked directly to the Rockefeller Foundation website where they developed the very sterilants that then the UN gets caught giving people. 50 years ago, Africans would run up. Asians in Asian countries would run up. People in Latin America, oh, please give me free government health care when the truck came by. They now run to the woods. It's all over the news. They run because they go, it makes me have miscarriage. I don't want it. It makes me die. No. They give, ladies and gentlemen, they're doing this out in the open. So they sneak up on you and tell you it's for your health and they're going to take good care of you. And they've been caught adding stuff to all these different compounds. Okay, it's not just syphilis in Guatemala with the U.S. government shooting people up. They're shooting you up with this stuff. You understand that? Okay, Tim, Liz, Luke, Kit, Dustin, Ronnie, and others, I want to get to your phone calls in the last 30 minutes we've got here together. I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, for 3 hours at least. A lot of days we go into the fourth hour, as we did twice last week. And I've got some other news I want to hit on in the last segment as well. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the economy now. Here's CBS News. Gold prices at record high. It hit $1,320-plus on Friday. Here's another one. Why has the price of gold risen 300%? It's actually 400% total increase from the math I have in the last 10 years. Well, The Guardian goes on. There are sound reasons for it, like the U.S. dollar's loss of status, but economists are warning of the risk of another price bubble. Well, yeah, but for inflation adjusted to 1980 numbers, almost all economists agree it should be $2,500. Above that, you do start entering into a bubble situation. CNBC is reporting that Mayor Bloomberg may be the next Treasury Secretary. He has been critical of the Federal Reserve, but he's also a gun-grabbing globalist, so we certainly don't want him to be the Treasury Secretary. Volcker says the financial system is broken, former Federal Reserve chief, and the mortgage market has become a subsidiary of the U.S. Government. Got another report here, quantitative easing doesn't work. Well, it's not designed to work. It gives the central banks money. They get to use it up front, and then they devalue the money, and then we have to pay it back in taxes, like Argentina or Nigeria or Weimar Republic Germany. And you look at these economic numbers. 2 weeks ago, Obama's people came out and said, oh, we are having a big recovery. We haven't been in a recession for 15 months since June of 2009. I mean, that's like saying, you know, the sky is red when it's blue, or the sun, you know, doesn't come up in the morning. I mean, it's just an asinine lie. And now they're talking about more TARP funds, more bailouts, all of this. And it's killing our economy. China is increasing its tariffs against the U.S. We don't have tariffs on them. This is globalism. This is NAFTA and GATT. It killed our country. I briefly wanted to bring Ted Anderson up, the owner of the Genesis Network. He also owns Midas Resources, Inc. 30-plus years Ted's been in the gold and silver business, to get his take on the economy and to give us some news on that front. He's also got several free reports that he's going to offer listeners, like the International Forecaster, and he has a government report that they put out, and this integrates with the Pentagon coming out 2 weeks ago and saying they're worried about total collapse, but only martial law will fix it. The British government saying the same thing. In fact, Google this, guys. The UN on what, Thursday? UN worried about global unrest. Well, no kidding. There's riots all over Europe as they raise taxes but start stealing people's pensions and taxing their pensions. The federal government's starting to inch towards that here in the United States as well. So, Ted, in your 30-plus years, have you ever seen a gold market like this?
No, actually, this is getting more strong than we had back in 1980. It is definitely it's a gold market that's never been seen before. Same is true for silver. And actually, if you take a look at the gold prices today, Alex, the Asian markets right now are driving the prices up even higher than they were on Friday's close in New York. So get ready before Monday. It looks like it's going to be a good day for gold.
So wait a minute. It was $1,320 on Friday's close. Where is it now?
Well, currently right now we're at $1.10 higher over the Friday's close, so we're up in the 1,320.70, so it's actually climbing in the Asian markets right now, so they're saying that gold will even go up even higher.
And this is the second highest level silver's ever seen, correct?
It is. The only time that silver was higher was back in 1980 when the Hunt brothers are getting involved with silver. It was at $50 an ounce back then. We are at a 30-year high right now presently. Silver is trading currently at $22.21. So, yeah, that's a real strong price for silver as well.
Now, Ted, you've got brokers there 7 days a week up in Minneapolis, St. Paul, there at the Genesis Midas headquarters, and I called you Saturday and said, look, I think I've only had you once before on the Sunday show. We have you routinely give us updates on the weekday show. Tell us about that government report you've got that breaks this down for people that you'll send out to folks for free.
Yeah, sure. We'll send it out for free. It's called the Federal Debt and the Risk of Financial Crises document, and it was prepared by Jonathan Huntley of the CBO, which is the Congressional Budget Office. This was for Congress. They produced this document July 27, 2010, and it makes your hair stand on end when you read this thing. And you can see what they do is they have this chart that compares the United States debt to the productivity that this country has to GDP, and it just goes crazy after 1913 when the Federal Reserve System was issued, and we are now reaching points where we are spending more money, we have more debt to our GDP than we had in World War II.
Well, see, the bankers, the private Federal Reserve that issues all of this, they get to have the value up front, then they pass on the deflation in the value of the currency to us, and we've got to pay it back in taxes. So folks can call 800-686-2237 and get a free copy, 800-686-2237. You also will give them a free copy of the latest International Forecaster, either in digital or in hard copy, if they call 800-686-2237. 2237. And also, you've got silver rounds that you've got at, what, 10:50, but that ends tonight, so people need to call at 10:50. Everywhere else, these silver half dollars are above $12 a piece. And you've also got a deal where people can get one gold franc at below what anybody else has got them, and you give them a free subscription for a year to the International Forecaster, 800-686-2237. Ted, what are you expecting to see in the markets next week?
Well, I'm expecting to see a lot of positive movement, especially with the Asian markets showing that things are moving forward. The unemployment figures just went up. They're expecting the Federal Reserve System to step in and ease more, which means more disaster for the United States Federal Reserve note or the currency. It's causing the market to drop in the U.S. dollar, and that's why you're seeing gold go up like we are. I don't think that trend's going to continue. I think it's going to be accelerating this week.
All right, Ted, 800-686-2237. You can give them some key information on investing in gold. I don't buy gold and silver as an investment, even though I bought most of my gold when it was 260, 300, 400, 500, 600. I never sold it when it hit 1,000 or 1,200 or 1,300. It's an emergency backup for depression. And that's why central banks are buying it. Some of the wealthiest people in the world are buying it. We've only got 1% to 2%, depending on which number you look at, of the general public actually buying gold right now. Now, but as the general public moves towards buying gold, that's why you're seeing the price go up so much, because they're mining less gold every year from the numbers I've seen than what they're actually selling. So they're selling out of the reserves right now. So I don't buy gold and silver as an investment, though it's been the best investment out there in the last decade. Silver has quadrupled. Gold is right at quadrupling. What, 260 to 1,300 plus? That's a quadrupling, isn't it, Ted?
Sure is. Yeah, it's definitely quadrupled, Alex. And the dollar continues to drop. I mean, we're at the lowest level it's been since January. And the foreigners are saying, hey, we don't want to have this fiat money that the United States has, because as the government tries to bail out, they're turning on the printing press, driving the value of the currency down. And that's, you know, going to be reflected in gold and silver prices. It's not so much that the gold and silver prices are rising, it's that the United States dollar is falling, and it's falling faster than other currencies are falling, and all the countries in the world right now are trying to inflate. So, you know,
absolutely, folks, it's time to not wait till the really big gold rush begins and to get involved, in my opinion. You know, we had Max Kaiser, who's had a lot of incredible predictions come true. Same thing with, you know, countless other people like Gerald Celente, Bob Chapman, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy at the Treasury, father of Reaganomics. But Kaiser has said that he believes it's still in a bear market, and we haven't even seen the bull. He believes the bull begins at around 2,500, because that's the 1980 adjusted for inflation. One more time, here's the number. If you want one of those free reports or to learn more about gold and silver or to take advantage of that silver deal that's about to end, 800-686-2237. How late will the brokers be there before you end the 1050 silver and it goes up tomorrow?
We will be holding it till midnight central time. And that 1050 price is old. And the only reason why I haven't raised it is because I promised I'd do it through Sunday. And it's going to go up because silver's gone up so much.
Yeah, that's a silver half dollar for 1050. Do the math, folks. It's over $22 an ounce right now. 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much for being on with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
All right, a visit with Ted to look at metals, because a lot of folks are really interested in that right now, obviously, with gold trading at an all-time record. We're going to rampage through your calls. Liz, Tim, Luke, Kit, Dustin, Ronnie, and others on the other side. Stay with us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I've got one more news item I want to hit at the very end of the broadcast here in about 12 minutes. It's 47 after right now. But I want to get to all these calls so I can give each caller about a minute and a half, Joe and others. Let's talk to Liz in Illinois. Liz, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'm really glad that you brought up staged terror, and I don't know if you actually mentioned Obama saying that we can absorb another terror attack. I know you've mentioned it before.
No, I did talk about it last hour, yeah.
Right, because I wanted to bring to your attention either a predictive programming type show or major PSYOP. on NBC. It's called The Event. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Yeah, they have constant shows about aliens invading or nuclear attacks, or they have that show Jericho where private contractors staged the attack to set up martial law. They had the show 6 months before on Fox, The Lone Gunman, where the government hijacks a jet to fly it in the World Trade Center to attack Afghanistan. I mean, it's called predictive programming, yes.
Yes. You have to see the first episode because they literally show a plane about to fly into the president. And if that's not predictive programming, it is a major psyop because...
Well, yeah, the subconscious mind takes all these images of terrorism as real that we see in all these simulated shows like 24 and others that they had on previously. And so it creates this mental image that, you know, it's like telling kids monsters are real. They aren't really, you know, goblins. But if you tell a little kid that, they're going to be scared of goblins. And they just hype. Liz, I'll look the clip up online, okay? Thank you so much. We'll check into that. But, I mean, we've got the White House saying they think terrorists are about to hit Europe. That's your October surprise right there. We've got White House advisors saying 2 months before this that they needed to do this. You got Governor Ridge before him admitting they put out fake terror alerts. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Tim in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I just wanted to tell you a personal experience I had when I was in the military. I'm 55 years old, and I used to work on the C-5s when I was stationed in Dover, Delaware. And there was a time right at the very end of the Vietnam War where they were airlifting babies out of Vietnam. I guess it's a big PR thing. And one of them, they said, had a rear cargo door failure, and it crashed. And everybody, we were all mechanics on the flight line, and everyone on the flight line said there's no way that it happened. Even if the doors open, they were designed to fly low and stuff go out of the back with parachutes and everything. So that was the first time I really personally experienced the crap that they hand out and expect you to believe it. And my theory was that it was shot down, but being that it was so close to the end of the war, they didn't want to say it was shot down because they would have had to retaliate or do something. They just wanted to get out.
Well, no, we know that at the end of World War II, at least 21,000 U.S. troops that had been in German prisoner of war camps, the Russians took over half of Germany or more and took them and put them in slave camps. And our own government just said, keep them. We want to be your ally. And that's what made General Patton so angry. And the same thing happened in Korea. And the same thing happened in Vietnam. And they've now even had congressional reports, you know, and others come out and say, yes, we left people there. And it's just, it's totally evil. Tim, good points. Let's go ahead and talk to Luke in Vermont. Luke, you're on the air.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
It's nice to hear you. I'm up here in Vermont, and I just want to let you know what I've been doing. I've been trying to get my parents to think about what you've been talking about. And my dad has been saying stuff like, oh, well, take Bob Woodward. How does he not pick up on 9/11 truth?
Bob Woodward was naval intelligence, and it's now been declassified that basically the government set up Nixon to weaken the presidency. Doesn't mean Nixon was a good guy, but that was, you know, basically a way to blame him for all the stuff they've done. That's even in Jesse Ventura's new book, by the way, that we carry at InfoWars.com. They have a chapter. In fact, let me grab it. But I mean, keep going. So your dad's in denial about it.
Well, yeah, I've talked to him about Money Masters recently, and he says there's no problem having a private central bank. That's the way it should be. And, you know, again, I really like to clarify that I realize how kind of vastly uneducated I am. I'm only 18. But, who am I to educate people in the first place? But some of these things are, you know, I've been listening for the past 3 months, so I'm with you.
Well, I mean, I hear this a lot. You know, how could the government keep something secret? They kept the Gulf of Tonkin secret for 40 years. They kept the Manhattan Project secret for 5 till they released it. I mean, they keep all sorts of stuff secret. But here's the section. Watergate revisited the CIA's war against Nixon, page 77, and it very accurately shows how that happened. Bob Woodward is a government mouthpiece, and that's come out over and over again. He was getting leaked stuff from Kissinger. Let's talk to Kit in Georgia. Kit, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, it's actually Kip. Thanks for waking me up, bro.
You bet. Your phone's cutting out. What's on your mind?
There was a crime committed in Georgia. On September 9th, three men were caught trying to break into a nuclear power plant. It's actually on SavannahNow.com. They reported it. These guys were caught with ski masks. They were caught with a shovel, with wire cutters, numerous other implements. They were talked to for a couple minutes and then released.
Well, we know 4 years ago, Dick Cheney was involved. And this came out in mainstream news. From Minot down to Louisiana with the disappearance of two cruise missiles. And why would the government try to steal cruise missiles from themselves? Well, you can put two and two together if they want to stage some type of event. Guys, search that. What's the headline? Men caught trying to sneak into...
It's Effingham deputies call feds after arresting Russians with shovel, wire cutters outside Georgia power plant.
Russians, and then they let them go? That sounds very suspicious.
That says the men were all charged with possession of tools during the commission of a crime. The three were released after being interviewed by a task force, the Sonapur said.
Okay, let me stop you. That sounds very suspicious. Give us the headline one more time. We're going to pull it up before the show ends for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Effingham police?
Deputies call feds after arresting Russians with shovel, wire cutters outside...
No, there it is. It's SavannahNow.com. Effingham deputies call feds after arresting Russians with shovel, wire cutters outside Georgia power plant. This is big. This is very suspicious because the fact that they were ordered released, this may be some type of false flag where they're trying to, from past research, having a team be caught and then released so they can scare internal intelligence agencies about him, or later stage an event and claim the Russians did it, like Operation Northwoods, or real Russians could be trying to break in to steal U.S. nuclear isotopes, because those will have signatures that they were produced in the U.S. Every country has its own recipe, and they can also tell where it was mined from, to then build a weapon or a dirty bomb to detonate it somewhere and blame the U.S. So this this guy looks like a special ops operator. It just showed the mugshot photo. This needs to be this is huge. Why were they released? That stink. Oh, this is incredible. Believe me, folks, I'll be covering it tomorrow, 11 a.m. That's why I love taking calls, sir. Thank you for calling. I wouldn't have known about that. That's why they hate shows like this one, because we're all over the country on AM, FM, shortwave, satellite, internet. We get millions of visitors to the websites every day, the radio show every day. And a lot of this type of news would only be regional. It would never make it outside Georgia, but a show like this will cover it. And I'm getting constant intel on this. I'm sorry to other callers. I'm out of time here, but call me back tomorrow, Dustin, Ronnie, and Joe. But I get constant reports like this one. And we had a lot of this chatter before 9/11. You can make of it what you want, but this is out of Raw Story. It was covered by ABC affiliate in Salt Lake City, the ABC4. Utah residents fear Israeli art students prying into NSA data center. A local ABC affiliate in Salt Lake City, Utah, has caused a stir online with a report suggesting self-proclaimed Israeli art students peddling their artwork from door to door have been asking disturbing questions about plans to build an NSA data center in the area. These salespeople say they are Israeli students. See, they want to find people that will then say, yeah, I work there. Then they can get intel from them or offer them money to then spy. And Israel's been caught spying on us a lot, and that's in the news. ABC4 reporter Brent Hunsaker explained they even produce Israeli passports. They say they're selling their own artwork, and that was the same story before 9/11, to raise money to open a gallery. So why would an Israeli art student want to know about the NSA agency? And it goes on to say the suspicions go back to 2001, 2002. Salon described how drug enforcement agency field offices were reporting that young Israelis claiming to be art students and offering artwork for sale had been attempting to penetrate DEA offices for a year. The Israelis had also attempted to penetrate the offices of law enforcement and the Defense Department agencies. This is incredible. God bless you.